Let's take a look now at some news from the world of sports. I blame the nickname Unis. The Boston Red Sox went into the Trop to face the Tampa Bay Rays on a weekend when Major League Baseball trots out hideous neon-bright uniforms for each team with players' nicknames on the back, which I guess is supposed to be cute, but strikes me as more annoying than anything else. And I recall last season that the Red Sox did not play well wearing those gimmick jerseys, and they sure didn't this time around either, losing all three games against the Rays, including a 9-1 drubbing yesterday. It's the first time all season the Red Sox have been swept in a series, and while they were losing three in a row, the New York Yankees were getting the equivalent of a free pass by playing four against the already mentally on the golf course Baltimore Orioles. And the Red Sox, once cushy lead for first place in the AL East, a gaudy 10.5 games a couple weeks ago, it's now down to a very shaky six, and there are still six games left to play against the Yankees this season. There was no need for Tampa to use their novel approach of sending out a bunch of relievers against the Red Sox yesterday. They had their one ace, Blake Snell, on the mound, and he toyed with the vaunted Boston lineup, giving up just two hits over six innings of work. The Rays have now won eight in a row, thriving even with the ridiculous uniforms, perhaps not surprising given that they play in an equally ludicrous dome with speakers and catwalks all in play should a ball clang into them during the game. Meanwhile, the former Tampa pitcher the Red Sox traded for at the deadline is not built on the early promise he showed in winning his first two games with Boston. That would be Nathan Eovaldi. He's now 2-2 in a Sox uniform. He got roughed up for six runs, five earned in yesterday's loss. When Eduardo Rodriguez gets off the disabled list, Eovaldi may find himself in the bullpen, not the scenario the team envisioned when they swapped for him. Now, the Sox get a day off today, lick their wounds. They've now lost six of their last eight, which is by far the worst dip of their otherwise stellar season so far. They welcome the Miami Marlins to Fenway Park tomorrow night. The Yankees, meanwhile, ended their four-game feast of the Orioles with a 5-3 win yesterday, win number 17 on the year for their ace, Luis Severino. He was backed by a 3-for-3 day at the plate and a two-run homer by Luke Voit. Doesn't get a whole lot tougher for the Yankees. They welcome the 51-79 Chicago White Sox to the stadium tonight. The Washington Nationals had been shut out for three games in a row, but they broke out of their scoreless drought by overcompensating against the New York Mets in a 15-0 blowout at Citi Field yesterday. Mark Reynolds hit a grand slam as part of the outburst, but the Nats did lose their reliever Kelvin Herrera to injury. He hurt his foot trying to cover first base with one out left in the game. He was on crutches with a boot on that foot afterwards. The Philadelphia Phillies rocked the Toronto Blue Jays for four homers in an 8-3 win. They remain three games behind the Atlanta Braves for first place in the NL East, two games off the pace for the wild card spot. And congratulations to the 11 and 12-year-olds of Hawaii, who won the Little League World Series this weekend, defeating South Korea 3-0. Locally, the University of Vermont men's soccer team had to play a man down yesterday due to an early red card, and to their goalkeeper, no less, but they weathered the disadvantage and scored a 2-0 win over Elon in their season opener. Aaron Runnerson was issued the red card expulsion in the 20th minute, but UVM took a 1-0 lead on a goal by John Bryant and notched an insurance tally on a strike by Justin Freitas while playing defense so tight, Elon never even recorded a shot on net in the second half.